Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And we're back on the air live with Casual Friday. I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How does it feel to be live again?
It feels great.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Because last time we did Casual Friday, we knew no one was listening live. We couldn't, and we were like trying to create the same energy when people listen live, right?
We did.
And we did a good job, I think.
I think so, too. It does feel good to be back live.
Yes. Thank you. So, anyway, I see you're wearing a House of Pain t-shirt.
I was just getting ready to say the same thing to you.
I know. We're both wearing them. And they really are cool t-shirts, aren't they?
They really are. Yeah. I love this t-shirt, and I've got their brochure in front of me. I didn't realize they have capri pants for women. They
really?
Have yoga pants. They have hoodies for women. That they have a lot of cool things.
I didn't know that either. That's pretty amazing.
They have burnout t-shirts. I think you had a burnout t-shirt on yesterday.
What is that?
That gray.
Is it kind of like, looks like it's older?
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. The print kind of looks like it's worn.
The t-shirt does.
Isn't that a kind of a burnout t-shirt? It looks a little, no? Mm-hmm,
no.
That's a pretty color. That's kind of like a cranberry, right?
It is.
That really looks good on you.
Yeah, so I like these House of Pain products.
And guess what?
What?
Other people like House of Pain, too. Rick Brewer sent out an email to me the other day telling me that House of Pain has become such a recognizable logo that they've had a major investor approach them.
Really?
And want to take the clothing line further than it has reached already. The first steps are already taken. The investor is now involved. They just moved to a 55,000-square-foot warehouse with a 10,000-square-foot production area. Before, they were just in a 10,000-square-foot everything.
Mm-hmm.
They were housing 10,000 square feet, and that was it. This is going to give Rick a lot of room to design some new shirts and come out with some new things and ship a lot higher quantities and everything else. So it's really exciting for them. I'm really happy for them.
That's great.
And since they do, they are the official sponsor of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish, which we air twice a month, and that makes them even special to us. So
yes.
Anyway, so should I tell the audience about my funny story about the bank yesterday?
Yes, I think you should.
This is really cool. The girl that normally is at the bank that I usually deal with has moved back to Cleveland. So there was a new person there when I went in the other day. And she looked at me and she said, I see you don't have any credit cards with us, with our bank. And I says, oh, I don't want any more credit cards. She goes, well, this credit card is like no other credit card. She pulls out this sheet of paper and she says, you accumulate points with every purchase. And I'm thinking, okay, every card does that, right?
Right.
She goes, and these are all the categories you redeem. You can accumulate points, you know, restaurants and clothing stores and all this sort of stuff. And she says, and then you can redeem them at any one of these three categories. And it says gas stations, grocery stores, and pharmacies. And she goes, and let's face it, everybody uses gas. Everybody shops at the grocery store, and everybody takes medication. So I looked at her politely. I didn't say anything yet.
How old was she?
She probably was in at least in her late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my age. And so I go, well, that's okay. I don't need another credit card. I'm really happy with the ones I have. And she goes, and then she starts telling me about these other points about the card. And she says, and let's face it, we all use gas. We all buy groceries at the grocery store, and we all take medication. And then I finally stopped her, and I says, look, I said, I actually don't shop at the grocery store. And she looked at me like she thought I was lying. Because the only thing I go to the grocery store for is bottled water and some cleaning supplies, and that's it. She goes, well, where do you buy your food? I said, I buy my food through local family farms and the farmers markets. I buy my chicken, my eggs, my beef, my vegetables, my milk. My everything. I says, I don't go to Kroger's for anything anymore except for bottled water and cleaning supplies. And now she's got her head tilted sideways like a cocker spaniel. She's looking at me like, I don't know if she was thinking to herself, is this guy crazy or is he just lying to me because he doesn't want this card? And she goes, well, she goes, you still buy gas and you still take medications. And I said, well, actually, I don't take medications either. And now I know her head was about to explode because she's getting pissed off at me because her supervisor is watching her. She's obviously new rep. And they're telling her, look, everybody who comes into the bank, you got to try to push this credit card on them. And I looked at her. I said, you know, I'm kind of in a hurry, so I really can't go into the details. But let me tell you a secret. When you eliminate this one, and I pointed at the grocery stores, I go, there's no more need for this one. And I pointed at the pharmacies. And I said, but take care. Have a good day. And I ran out. It was classic. It was fantastic. I wish it was taped because it would have been a great example to put up on like YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Like how perplexed she was first at the idea that I don't buy my groceries at a grocery store, and then the notion that I don't take any pharmaceutical drugs, I don't take medications. How could that be?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was great.
It is crazy.
Very, very fun.
Speaking of the grocery store, I had to run to Kroger yesterday to pick up a couple things, and I got to tell you, it's dirty. I mean, I know
stores.
We talked about the story before where you should always wipe the grocery cart
right.
because it had fecal matter on the grocery cart
right.
and you always use the sani wipes on it.
Right.
But I mean, like in the meat aisle, I was walking past the meat cases and they were dirty.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Well, have you noticed that I went to Kroger's the other day to get milk. You know, water. We stock up on our water milk. I go and I buy like 8 gallons at a time, 4 gallons for you, 4 gallons for me, because we go through a lot of water. And so I noticed that it was much emptier than normal for that time of day. Usually around 5 o'clock when I go there to do this, there's people in there. And it was much emptier. It was like a Wednesday or a Thursday. I'm wondering if there's any evidence that the commercial grocery chains are seeing a dip in sales.
I don't know. That's interesting.
It would be really interesting to find out, because if they are, that means that the word is out. The people are buying their food at alternative places, which also means that pressure on raw milk producers and farmers is going to get kicked up. Because if a company like Kroger's, that owns Kroger's, Alpha Beta, Ralph's, I think Smith's, I mean, they are the largest grocery chain in America.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they own some of the biggest names and cover all the regions and so on and so forth. If they start to feel the pinch, you better believe that there's going to be lobbyists going, look, these people are buying food from alternative sources, namely farmers. Now, either you guys put the screws to the farmers so that they start coming back into our store, or we're not going to play nice with you come election time. We're not going to support this. We're not going to do that and all that. So you can bet that if there is a dip, you're going to see more pressure being put on family farms.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go there just for the mere fact of how dirty it was. I mean, and it's in a nice area of town as well.
Yeah, it's not like an economically underserved store.
Exactly. And speaking of grocery stores, in our local newspaper the other day, there was a cookie. They have this section that's the best, and they have information about things that you can purchase that are considered the best.
Right.
And so this person wrote an article about a cookie called Who Knew You?
Who Knew You?
Who Knew You? And her thing was that she can now give it to her grandchildren because it's such a healthier option than, like, say, Oreo cookies. Because
right.
if you look at the picture of one of the type of cookies that this company makes, it looks like an Oreo cookie. And it supposedly has as much fiber as oatmeal in it. And it says that it has vitamin C, vitamin E, calcium, vitamin D, vitamin K in it. So I looked up the ingredients, and of course the first ingredient was sugar.
Yeah.
It has 13 grams of sugar in it.
In a serving.
Per serving.
And what's a serving, like 4 cookies?
3 cookies.
Yeah, okay.
3 cookies per serving, and it only had 3 grams of fiber in it.
Right.
But it supposedly had as much fiber as a serving of oatmeal.
Well, I guess some of the more processed oatmeals may have only 3 grams of fiber. But here's the thing. I would love for somebody to investigate Oreos, I'm willing to bet Oreo cookies have some amount of vitamin C and some amount of calcium in them as well. I mean, sometimes these companies just label the thing with what it has, and their competitors fail to do that, and they think that they're fooling people.
Well, I think that's very misleading
for
the average consumer.
Right.
Don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And this woman says that she's comfortable giving those to her grandchildren.
Oh, she now feels like she has an alternative, a healthy alternative for something for her grandchildren. Well, what about some vegetables and hummus or something
that,
you know?
Yeah, no. And there are other alternatives for sweets.
Yes.
Obviously, a protein bar like a Quest protein bar would be much better for those kids
cookies. My niece and nephew tried the Quest protein bars, and they love them.
They love them.
They're 8 and 12.
Yeah.
They love them.
Yeah, what's not to love? They taste delicious.
Yeah, so, you know.
It's so ridiculous what is promoted in the mainstream media today as healthy. We have to take our first commercial break, Elisa.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots of great stories to talk about. This is Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bradley's on the microphone with Ross MG. All people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge
an aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Yeah. 4MAX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MAX banner ad today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. I sound like Oprah. It's Casual Friday! Okay.
All right. So did you see the story? This really disturbs me. Did you see the story about the city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, destroys woman's edible landscaping with over 100 varieties of medicinal plants?
You just mentioned it. So what happened?
Well,
I mean, this sounds.
This was on Natural News. The article was released on Wednesday. But what bothers me is, first of all, they're calling her 100 varieties of medicinal plants. Did you just cut me off?
No.
Her 100 varieties of medicinal plants, which include strawberries, stevia, mint, several varieties of mint, apple trees, pecan trees, walnut trees, grapes, lemons, garlics, and chives, to name a few. Are those medicinal?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like you can buy those anywhere. You don't have to grow them in your backyard.
And a lot of those are what I have in my garden.
I know. So imagine if the city of Louisville said, but let's talk about this. She was using these for what? I said to you, those don't sound like medicinal plants.
Well, and it says in the article that she was using them to naturally treat her diabetes, high blood pressure, and arthritis. And then I said to you, so what's the difference of her going to a grocery store and buying those items to treat herself naturally?
For the same reason.
For the same reason.
No, there is no difference. So who ratted her out? Why did this happen?
It says that a phantom neighbor allegedly complained about the victim's yard, which prompted overzealous city officials to conduct a witch hunt that includes coercing the victim into complying with unlawful demands. When she refused and tried to fight back and reclaim her legal rights, the city just went to her property and destroyed everything.
She needs to sue them, first of all. Okay, so here's what happened. Okay, this is my take on it. She has a neighbor that's on a myriad of drugs, and this woman probably said, well, I treat my own diseases with my garden. And that neighbor was jealous because that neighbor's probably fat and unhealthy and probably is on, you know, 6 or 7 different medications and thinks to themselves, well, why should she be healthy? I'm going to call the neighborhood, you know, watch group and tell them what she's doing. And that's absolutely what happened if some neighbor called. What's the difference if she has this stuff growing in her yard or not? It's food, folks. Okay. So we do know on this show, at least, that food can cure diseases, but the medical orthodoxy doesn't want you to know that because, oh my God, you'd never go to a doctor again.
It says here that they just came and destroyed everything. And when she came, she wasn't home when it happened. And when she came home, it says she just sat back and she said, not only are the plants my livelihood, that's my food, and I'm unemployed and have no food left.
I wonder if she was selling this stuff.
And I don't have insurance.
Because she said my livelihood. I wonder if she was like selling this stuff.
It's her food.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, she needs to sue the
city.
Well,
it says that she's filed a civil rights lawsuit against the city.
Yeah, good. And I hope she wins. And I hope she wins millions of dollars to teach us to slap the city's hand, not to do stupid stuff like that again.
But don't you know, we talked about this last year, last summer, a woman out of Michigan.
Right.
Don't you remember that
story?
Because
when her case, they said it was because it was in her front garden.
It was in her front yard.
Yeah, that it was defacing the neighborhood.
But the problem is it just seems to keep happening.
Well, I'm telling you.
Do people not have any rights if it's their property?
Yes, they do. But the problem is this. There are bigger forces at work here. The medical orthodoxy, the pharmaceutical agenda do not want the word to get out. They know that our small group of superhumans understand this, but they don't. If the nation understood that you could reverse your own diabetes, and your own blood pressure issues with certain nutrients, who they'd sell drugs to?
Well, okay, so then I read an article this morning on Fox News that the company Roche is accused of not reporting possible side effects for their drugs.
Yeah.
And that like over 15,000 people died.
Yeah, unnecessarily.
Unnecessarily.
Did they say which drug it was?
They said it, several of their different drugs.
All right, okay.
They didn't specifically say which one. They said several of them.
Roche is the company that made Valium famous. I mean, they had Valium, so they made a stockpile of money on Valium. For a very long time.
It says Swiss group Roche Holding AG, after a routine inspection, found it had failed to properly assess 80,000 cases, 80,000 cases of possible adverse drug reactions. So how come it's okay for them, but they go attack some poor woman who's growing food
right.
for medicinal purposes.
I hear the frustration in your voice, and I share your frustration. The bottom line is it's all about money. It's the FDA and the government agencies are being paid off to suppress the truth. And the truth is, you don't need these drugs. You can stay disease free your entire life, and we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars are hanging in the balances here between people not going to the grocery stores anymore, people choosing natural alternatives over drugs. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. They're not going to just let us do this.
A Roche spokesperson said the company aimed to provide a final assessment of the number of potentially missed adverse events to health authorities by January of 2013. Yeah. So they can wait until January,
right.
but they had to tear her garden down right
immediately.
Away.
Immediately.
Yes.
Right. It's sad.
It just disgusts me.
Right. I agree.
Okay.
That was actually, I don't know if you folks realize this, but you just witnessed a rant by Elisa. That was a rant, wasn't it?
I guess so.
You had such disdain and disgust on your face. I mean, you just be like, that just disgusts me.
Well, I mean, okay, so it's a little personal for me because that woman is growing a lot of the same things that I grow in my garden.
Right.
And it just, I mean, my heart goes out to her.
Just make sure that you don't brag that these foods are helping your health, because then they are drugs. See, this is what happens.
Don't put it on Facebook.
Yeah, don't put it on Facebook. But don't claim that. Hey, you know, I cured my own. Yeah, don't say I cured my own diabetes with this food product, because then the FDA goes, well, that's a unregistered drug then, and you can't do that anymore. They'll start taking food out of the grocery aisles too soon.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep your mouth shut. Cure yourself, stay alive, but just keep it to yourself. This is like back in the days when religion was, you had to hide what kind of religion you were. You had little signs that you would let people know. That's what it's getting to now. This is the new religion, the religion of staying alive, contrary to what the government wants you to do.
Right.
So, okay.
Right. Okay, so, and then on the Alliance for Natural Health, it says that we win major concession on new supplement guidance with the FDA.
Right, and that's good news because we were worried about that, but a lot of people came forth.
After adamantly digging its heels in and refusing to reconsider, the FDA has now at last agreed that the draft of the NDI guidance requires substantial revision.
Good.
So that's a win for
and
us.
Life Extension Foundation was fighting on that one. There were so many big groups putting up a fight there. So I'm glad that happened the way it did. We have about 4 minutes before we have to go into the next break. You want to go ahead and save the 10 ways to look better for when we come back from the break, and maybe we could just cover the EWG thing?
That's fine.
So Environmental Working Group, which is one of your favorite companies in the world, right, or groups in the world, because they publish something called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. They came out with a new list, didn't they?
They just released their new list, and the Dirty Dozen is do you know what the number one is on the Dirty Dozen?
It's still the same, right?
It's still apples, yeah. It was apples last year. Last year, apples was on there for the first time,
right.
The number one for the first time. But I'll just tell you what the Dirty Dozen are real quick. Apples, bell peppers, blueberries, celery, cucumbers, grapes, lettuce, nectarines, peaches, potatoes, spinach, and strawberries.
So you should be buying organic of all those.
Absolutely. And what I do is I just download the mobile app on my iPhone
right. And
keep it with me so that when I'm in the grocery store and I'm looking at that and I know I'll have to buy, and you get used to it after a while, but
right.
in the very beginning, that's what I did. And so that you know you have to buy blueberries, you have to buy apples that are organic, you have to buy celery that are organic. And then if you, on the Clean 15, you can save some money there and not buy organic.
Which we've always known avocados are on the Clean 15 because we talked to our friend Carlos Cardenas once
mm-hmm. And
asked him about pesticide use because his family grows avocados in California. He says they use virtually no pesticides, he said, at all on avocados because the skin is so thick that the bugs can't damage it. They can't do anything to it.
You'll be interesting. The number one lowest in pesticides, which I was surprised about, is asparagus.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Asparagus, avocado, cabbage, which surprised me, cantaloupe, corn, eggplant, grapefruit, kiwi, mangoes, mushrooms, onions, pineapples, sweet peas, sweet potatoes, and watermelon.
See, mushrooms, I understand, because mushrooms grow literally like overnight. Or, you know, like in 48 hours, a mushroom is done growing. So you don't have a long window of time for pests to bother it, really.
Uh-huh.
So I can understand them not using anything to help grow those.
Right.
Why don't we do this? We have a minute before the break. Let's go ahead and take the break early, okay? We'll take this commercial break early. When we come back,
I have a little bit more to talk about on the pesticides.
Oh, well, then let's do that first.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will go ahead and cover some more stories. You're listening to Casual Friday on Super Humor Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Super Human Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Okay. So you wanted to cover something else about pesticides.
Well, just in an article that I read on TakePart.com, they were talking about baby food. And those of you on the baby food circuit may want to pay close attention to this year's report on pesticides.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time since the inception of the pesticide testing program, the USDA took a closer look at pesticide residues on baby food, including green beans, pears, and sweet potatoes. And what they found was that pears prepared as baby food showed significant and widespread contamination.
Really?
Mm-hmm. and the sweet potatoes, not so much.
So people should stay away from commercially prepared pear baby foods.
Mm-hmm.
Pear-based. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
And these poor little babies are getting pesticides. And they, isn't that
it's
sad?
Disgusting.
It's really frustrating.
Okay, so this morning I read an article about 10 ways to look younger on a budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm always all for that, you know?
Right.
You can look younger, but...
And especially on a budget, because you're the coupon queen. You cut coupons for everything, right?
I get
You're the only person I know that had a coupon for having your brake serviced on your car. From the dealership. This is not like from
dealer.
I have to have my brakes done. And you go, you know, I think I cut a coupon out a while ago for that. I'm like, really?
I did, and it was like $50 off or something. Okay, so 10 ways to look younger on a budget. And this was on Fox News. And what I found interesting, let me just go through their 10 ways. Pump up your hair's volume. Restore your locks' luster. Reduce redness. Banish brown spots. Get a healthy glow. Pump thin lips. Brighten your smile. Minimize under-eye circles. Smooth imperfections, and give eyes a lift. There was nothing in there about exercising. There was nothing in there about diet. There was nothing in there about hydrating, drinking mm-hmm. lots of water
right.
from the inside out. Because
right.
let's face it, if you want your skin to have a healthy glow, it's going to be from the inside out.
Yeah. And what we've learned recently because of helping a child, a friend, you know, someone we know with skin issues and acne, vitamin A.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you have skin problems, you need to be taking vitamin A. I mean, Accutane apparently is a super form of a retinoic X receptor agonist. It's nothing more than synthetic vitamin A.
Uh-huh.
And it's the go-to drug for people that, that have severe skin problems. But anyway. Oh, good. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, so my friend who is the esthetician, Trisha, she said that, less is more sometimes and that, you know, all of these expensive lotions and creams and, you know, she told our friend to just go to the Walgreens drugstore and get Neutrogena. And Neutrogena doesn't have parabens in it.
Wow.
And it just...
See, and Trish knows that, too.
Because Trish is allergic to parabens.
Interesting.
Yeah. Also, one of the good tips that she said was to always make sure you clean your cell phone. To wipe it with, like, a Sani wipe or an alcohol wipe.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because if it's up against your skin.
Yeah, sure. And it gets your sweat all over it.
But my point for this article was that there was nothing in here about health, really.
Well, okay. So if you Google anti-aging, if you just Google the words anti-aging, either as one word, two words, or a hyphenated two words, what will come up are skin creams for women. So in the world, in the mainstream, anti-aging is about looking a certain way, about looking a certain way. So naturally, this article focuses only on the topical, the surface of what they think is going to make you look younger. But it's not going to make you look younger. There's an old saying, putting lipstick on a pig is a waste of time. It's still a pig. And basically, trying to make your skin look better and your eyes look less puffy when your body is sick, the terrain of the interior of your body is sick, is a waste of time because you're not going to look younger.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, they put makeup on dead bodies. They don't look alive. You know? So, you know, people need to get with the program. If you want 10 ways to look better on a budget, as you pointed out this morning when we were talking about this, number one on the list should be a gym membership.
Right.
Right?
That's what I said.
Number two on the list probably should be a gallon of water a day.
Yep.
And that's 99 cents if you buy it as a gallon, which I know annoys a lot of people when you carry a gallon around, but that's the way it goes. Number three should be cut out all of the processed foods and sugars from
mm-hmm.
your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Number four should be improve your sleep.
Yep.
You know, you talk about puffy eyes, improve your sleep.
Instead of spending your money on the expensive lotions and creams, buy some supplements. You know, glucosamine, hyaluronic acid produced from that.
Right, right.
Vitamin C, collagen.
Collagen. Hyaluronic acid and vitamin C are critical for collagen production. So there you go. Take vitamin mm-hmm. C and glucosamine and chondroitin.
Yep.
You know, those are great supplements. And build your 10 ways to look better from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just, you know, putting some lotion on and some foundation makeup and going, "Ooh, I look younger."
No,
you don't. You look like an old person with foundation makeup.
I would say that skin hydration is important and that a body lotion and a facial lotion is important, yeah, but it doesn't have to be those expensive ones.
Right. And quite often the more expensive ones have all the crap in them.
Yeah, Aveeno is I checked on Aveeno, they don't have parabens in their products, right, and it's quite inexpensive. So,
and a safe bet is Life Extension Foundation. None of their cosmetic products have parabens in them or any of the other things that you want to stay away from.
And Aveda, too. Also, on Facebook the other day, there was a naturopath that posted a picture of homemade vitamin water.
Uh-huh.
And on here she said, "Did you know that vitamin water contains over 8 teaspoons of sugar per bottle?" And that's marketed to
everyone. So that's 16 grams of sugar per bottle. Okay.
That's marketed to everyone as such a healthful choice.
Yeah, vitamin water. Ooh.
Vitamin water. People buy that and think.
And it has trace amounts of whatever vitamins are in there.
So she posted a picture of homemade vitamin water of different types. Like there's a picture of all citrus, and it looks really good. It has lemons, limes, and oranges in it. Raspberry lime. Raspberries with limes in it. Watermelon rosemary. Rosemary with watermelons in it, blackberry sage.
And so do you have to add vitamins to it, or are you getting the vitamins from the various fruit?
No, no, you use the whole fruit.
That's beautiful.
You use the whole fruit. You use the sage and the blackberries. You use the pineapple and the mint.
That makes a lot of sense. That really does.
Well, that's basically what we do at home by, you know, putting oranges in it.
Oranges and lemons and limes in our sparkling water.
And mint from the garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so that's interesting. So that's a better way to make it. We have about 5 minutes before the next break if you want to pick up another story.
I also read this morning 5 medical tests for every woman.
Oh, this is good. This is good. I wanted to talk about this. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just going to read the 5 off.
Right.
Then audiogram, bone mineral density test, clinical breast exam and mammogram, colonoscopy.
Boom.
And dental screening. Okay, so let's just start picking this apart a little bit. The colonoscopy has been coming up everywhere lately. I mean,
like,
everywhere I turn, colonoscopy. I don't know if
we rented a movie last week with Kate Hudson.
And in the category was comedy.
Right.
Okay.
No, it was romantic comedy. It was supposed to be a romantic comedy. And it was about Kate Hudson goes in to get a colonoscopy and finds out that she has colon cancer and she dies at the end of the movie. And it's the most miserable movie in the world, but it starts out in like the first 10 minutes with her having to go and get a colonoscopy.
Yes.
Right? And so, you know, there's a common theme. And then you read an article about, you know, colonoscopies in the newspaper.
On 2.5 Men, the brother, whatever,
Alan
had to go for a colonoscopy. And they were talking about that on 2.5 Men.
Right. And he was acting like he was dead because he had to go for a colonoscopy.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it's clear to me that, the subject of colonoscopy makes it a good subject for comedy, first of all. Okay? There's a lot of comedy opportunities, but more importantly, it appears to me that the industry that either makes colonoscopy equipment or such has influenced that there be more emphasis put on the importance of colonoscopies out there. And mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, it was just recently revealed to us from a listener that there is a blood test to check for polyps in the colon now.
Yes.
So maybe the colonoscopy industry is going, wow, we've got these machines that cost, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And if people just start going for blood tests, nobody's going to want, let's face it, nobody wants a camera stuck up their butt in the first place. We may end up losing a lot of colonoscopy clients. So let's get the word out there that colonoscopies are important. And you know what? Maybe we can even fund a movie where the person goes to get a colonoscopy, but it's too late and she dies.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't believe that. I'm being a conspiracy theorist to think that we know that Hollywood has been used 1,000 times to promote products, political agendas, and everything in between. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's from back in the days of King Henry when he wanted to change the Church of England from Catholic to Protestant. He hired back then, you know, players to create a play poking fun at the Catholic religion and the priests. And he did it specifically so that they could get people laughing about the Catholic religion. So when he started to deliver the blow that we weren't going to be Catholic anymore, people were like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is going on for hundreds of years, folks.
Mental manipulation. What about the mammogram? What do you think about that?
I think I've never had a mammogram, but the women who've told me what it's like, I think that it's barbaric. I think that there's got to be, squeezing a gland to that degree, trying to flatten it out so that you can see through it, has to pose some risks on women. It has to do things to your breasts. I mean, imagine if men had to go for a testicular equivalent to mammogram where they squeezed our testicles so that they were flat enough that they could see through them with this machine. It's like, hell, we wouldn't stand for it. We would never stand for it.
Mm-hmm.
You can go for a sonogram instead, right?
It's a thermogram where it shows through the heat in your body. I'm going to try that the next time.
Insist on it.
Yes. I don't think I want to do a mammogram next time.
No, I think that they're barbaric. I mean, from what I've heard, they put the woman's breast between two plates of glass and then, like a vise, clamp it down until the breast is like flattened as much as it can go. Does it hurt, Elisa?
It doesn't feel good.
No, so it's uncomfortable,
it's
right?
It's very uncomfortable. Yes.
Barbaric.
Very. Bone mineral density test.
Important.
Yes.
Unless you're Judy Madsen and you squat and deadlift a lot. Then it's not necessary.
That was a great interview with her, by the way.
Yeah.
The doctor made me have one like 5 years ago or something. The bone mineral density test, which I didn't think I needed it. And I came back above average on everything.
Right.
But I think he just did that to make money.
Sure they do. I'm sure they buy them. Did he do it in-house or did he send you to a specialist?
He sent me to a specialist.
Yeah, so they get kickbacks.
It's not like I needed one. I didn't complain. He said, you need to have this done. And yeah. At that time, I was like,
well,
okay.
He's like your doctor now. He keeps telling you, no, you have to have
a colonoscopy.
You have to.
It's what he told me.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, you don't. I can get blood work done instead, doc. What's the dealio?
I do agree with the dental screenings. You should have your teeth cleaned every 6 months. I agree with that.
Yes.
No matter what your age.
Right. Because nobody wants to kiss a filthy mouth.
Brush and floss every night.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
We have to take a break. We've got lots more good stories for you. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. So good to be live again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's no earthly way of knowing what was in your heart when it stopped going, the whole world shook.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHREMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHREMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. So what do you want to talk about, Elisa?
So do you like apples?
I do. Yeah, I do. I don't eat them very often, quite frankly. It's not something that I have to have, but I like them.
I like them periodically. I usually eat the green apple because there's less sugar in it.
Yeah.
My friend texted me this morning and told me about...
But you have to say what the text said.
She said...
First she texted you and said something about the skin of...
No, she said, look on Fox Health News and read about green apples.
Right.
And then she texted me and said, I can now look like you.
Because she means your muscles, you know.
Right.
She's not very muscular, right?
A compound found in apple pills called ursolic acid may protect against... obesity, a new study shows.
Right, but more importantly,
it also helps develop muscle mass.
Yeah, it builds muscle. And this has been ursolic acid has been around the bodybuilding industry for some time now.
Right.
But there are other things that it's good for. It's good for we were talking about skin before, right? Ursolic acid helps to build beautiful glowing skin. It'll also help your body resist tumor growth. It has some anti-inflammatory benefits. I mean, there's a lot of good reasons to use ursolic acid, but clearly it has the effect of building muscle. In fact, Pat Arnold announced just yesterday that ursolic acid builds muscle. This research proves it, and I will be blogging about it, something to that effect. I saw it on his Facebook yesterday, I think it was. So clearly ursolic acid is going to become very popular in the strength and fitness industry real quick.
It says here in the study, mice that ate a high-fat diet over several weeks that included ursolic acid developed more muscle mass and more calorie-burning brown fat than mice eating the same diet without the chemical.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's get some ursolic acid this afternoon, Elisa.
Well, let's just eat some apples.
I don't want all that. I don't know. I mean, first of all, how much ursolic acid is in a single apple's skin? That's the question. We'd have to find out what the dose that was given to the rodents was, find the human equivalent, and then figure out how to get that human equivalent into our body. I have a feeling that unless you're just eating the apple skin by itself, the additional calories of sugar, even though green apples have less sugar than red, that you're gonna have to eat a lot of apples, in other words.
Right.
That's just my bet. But we'll find out. Let's look into it some more. Maybe I can get somebody from that research study on the show next week.
It says it's possible that the compound could someday be used as a treatment for muscle wasting, which occurs in healthy people during aging.
Oh, man. But wait a minute.
Forget about strength training.
Osteopenia. Yeah, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. That means that if you have a green apple tree in your backyard, your local government may make you rip it down because you're treating your own diseases with that apple. So be careful. Like the woman in Oklahoma. I'll bet she had apples.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so now this is a story that's a couple weeks old, but it deserves mentioning.
Yeah.
Nestle opened a clinical development unit to back their health claims.
And what health claims does Nestle have?
I'm thinking, okay, what product is it that Nestle makes that could have a health claim? Chocolate milk?
Nestle's Quick actually makes you quicker. It'll make you faster. We're going to prove that. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I mean, what is Nestle? The other thing in the article that you read said something to the effect that Nestle is interested in positioning themselves as like the nutritional health leader, right?
Yes.
How can they'd have to like destroy all their existing products and come out with all new products if they wanted to be a health leader? Don't they base all of their products around sugary stuff?
They make Kit Kat bars.
Oh, well, those are healthy.
I'm trying to find the where they said that, but I can't find
that. That's okay. I mean, the bottom line is they're never going to be the nutritional health leader. They're just trying to – here's what they're really trying to do. They're trying to come up with science to refute the truth that sugary products are not healthy for you. So they're gonna come up and say, hey, you know what? Kids who ate one Kit Kat bar every morning for breakfast ate less throughout the day and lost weight.
The director of the Nestle Research Center said – we clearly see a faster growth of the products that are positioned as nutrition, health, and wellness products. So that's why they're doing it, because they see a faster growth
right.
in that arena.
So maybe we can fool people into thinking that we're healthy, and they'll eat that stuff, and we'll have better profits.
They employ 700 scientists.
I mean, to come up with artificial flavors using the testicles of gnats. And the wings of moths. I mean, it's like, please.
It says Nestle, which makes much of turnover from sweet treats like ice cream, Kit Kat bars, Nesquik chocolate milk, is trying to reinvent itself as the world's leading nutrition, health, and wellness company.
Oh, please give me a flipping break, Nestle's. You know what? I'm telling you. I said it earlier. I really think that the food industry and the drug industry is really shaking in their boots right now.
Uh-huh.
They really are. They've lost a significant amount of business already just from the small number of people, like the people who listen to this show, who are already eating differently and avoiding illness, okay?
Right.
They can't have the majority of the country getting wind of this.
Uh-huh.
The food industry, this is putting lipstick on a pig. Nestle's attempt to try to show themselves as being health conscious and having products that are healthy to eat it's like the crack dealer going, hey, you know, for every rock of crack you buy, we donate 50 cents to the local schools and we help feed homeless children. So please use crack. Crack is good. I mean, that's what this is like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, please, Nestle's, just go out of business already. Follow Twinkies down the road. God.
Okay, so on a different note, this is an old article as well, but I need to mention it. Remember, I think it was last week when we talked about how antibiotics are not working on people who have gonorrhea?
Yeah, they become resistant, so they can't get rid of the gonorrhea now.
Remember we also talked about Manuka honey?
Yes, we love Manuka honey.
Manuka honey
it
is great.
It has that vitamin B smell. We talked about it with Miss X.
That's right. Yes. And on Science Daily, and Dr. Andrew had posted this a long time ago, honey can reverse antibiotic resistance.
Manuka honey? Okay, Manuka honey can reverse antibiotic resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how it does that.
Manuka honey could be an efficient way to clear chronically infected wounds and could even help reverse bacterial resistance to antibiotics, according to research presented at the Society for General Microbiology's spring conference.
I wonder if they used it topically or they were having the people eat
they
it.
They did use it topically well, but they used it internally as well.
I mean, remember, I got a gnat bite on my arm, and remember how it got infected from me scratching it? And then I thought, and I put honey on it, and it was, the next day it was healed.
And it was just local honey. It wasn't Manuka honey.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Manuka. It was just local honey. Just local vomit from bees. That's all it was. So, yeah.
I wonder if the government is going to raid the stores and take all the honey off the the shelves.
Worse, they're gonna have the UN and the World Health Organization tell New Zealand that they can't ship their Manuka honey here anymore because it's curing people of diseases that need to be cured by drugs.
Yes.
Don't be curing our Americans. We can do a good job at killing them. You just leave them alone. New Zealand, keep your Manuka honey. We need to get Manuka trees imported into the United States so that we can make Manuka honey here.
Yes, good idea.
Somebody needs to do that quickly. We told our friend Wade to do that. He became a bee charmer, but all his bees ran away the first time. Remember that? We saw him just, we're like, how did everything go? All his bees left.
They all left for the winter.
No, he said that he thinks that he made the hive either too hot or too cold. And when you do that, bees don't stick around. They go find someplace else to live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so all his bees ran away, so he had to buy new bees.
We need to get somebody to come on and talk about having beehives.
Yeah, because I wonder if you could just have a small one at your house, how much trouble that would be, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, so there's been a lot. There was an article in the newspaper the other day about high fructose corn syrup. It was like the leading front page article.
Right.
And I read the article and I threw it away because there was really nothing in it that was of any substance.
Right. Basically, that you don't know already, right?
Yeah. Basically, it was one side saying that high fructose corn syrup is bad for you and the other side saying, no, it's not bad for you. It's just like sugar.
Okay, and so and when you told me this, I said, okay, let's analyze this with our critical thinking skills, right?
Uh-huh.
So you first have to operate under the supposition that sugar is bad for you.
Right.
Okay? Sugar is bad for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So let's reduce the argument from sugar to arsenic, right?
Okay.
So let's say the people that we know that arsenic is bad for you. It kills you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the people who manufacture, pick another disease, hemlock. They say that, look, hemlock's not bad for you. It's just like arsenic. If you follow my gist here, we know sugar is bad. And we also know high fructose syrup is worse. So the high fructose corn syrup industry's argument is, look, it's not worse. It's just bad. That's their argument. It's not worse for you. It's just bad. What's the difference? Neither one of them are good. Sugar's no good. And ergo, if you want to say that you're just like sugar, you're no good either. No one should be eating high fructose corn syrup in large quantities at least. And no one should be eating sugar in any way, large quantities either. Refined sugar we're talking about here. We're not talking about lactose and milk here. I mean, their argument is weak.
There's a cardiologist in a different article that I have in front of me that I read. There's tons of stuff. I guess since Mayor Bloomberg is trying to limit the soda consumption sizes, mm-hmm. that now lots of the media outlets are talking about this. This guy is a cardiologist, and what he says is added sugars have been unfairly demonized. The reality is much more complicated. He's a cardiologist with studies in nutrition and fitness.
And so he says that they've been unfairly demonized and it's much more complicated than just the sugars.
He's worked with the Corn Refiners Association.
Ah, there you go.
Obesity is a bad problem, but to single out one component of the diet as a silver bullet to fix it is a fantasy.
No, you. What's his name? What do you have the doctor's name by any chance?
James Ripp, R-I-P-P-E.
Okay. No, you idiot. You thought I was going to use his name, right?
Yes.
James Ripp, Drip. It's not a silver bullet. It's all these things. Sugar has to be eliminated. That's one of the things that has to be done. Okay? So it's not like as though we're going, oh, just sugar is going to stop this problem. No. Sugar is one of the problems. Get used to it. Stop pandering here. My God, why did you become a doctor? We know sugar is no good. Listen, the guy who founded your industry, the man who founded the American Heart Association, Dr. Paul Dudley White, said it in 1930 that sugar was the cause for heart disease. We have a brilliant man, Dr. Davis, who wrote Wheat Belly, who's been on my show a few times. He shows the linkage between, you know, wheat consumption. So we're not saying it's just sugar. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things at risk here, but you don't go, well, it's, you know what this argument is like? If you ever get pulled over by a cop to get a speeding ticket, you can't go, hey, well, they were up there with speeding too. Go get them too and let me go. No, he got you. That's it. Sugar's got to go. Wheat's got to go. All these things have to go. Shame on you, Dr. Drip.
It's Rip.
No, he's Dr. Drip now. Put him in the same category as the Wizard of Oz.
I thought you were going to mention Dr. Oz.
Oh, what can I say about Dr. Oz that he doesn't do? What damage could I do to him that he doesn't do himself every time he opens his mouth?
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed that people even follow him. I'm baffled by that one. That's a whole another story. Anyway, okay. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more things to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharge immediately.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanogrowth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
H to the ISO, P to the ISA.
I like this mashup.
H to the ISO, P to the ISA.
That's the anthem. Get your hands up.
You know, Jay-Z and I have something in common.
Oh, really? What?
Well, he grew up in the same neighborhood I did.
Uh-huh.
I lived right around the corner from the Marcy Projects on Myrtle Avenue. And he talks about the Marcy Projects. He lived in the Marcy Projects, I believe.
Right.
So we have that in common.
Oh, okay.
So I can reach out to him. See, because there's a brotherhood when you grow up in that neighborhood. I can just say, look, Jay-Z, I'm from Bed-Stuy. I need your help, dog. And he'd be like, okay, Carl, what can I do for you?
Well, why don't you reach out to him?
Anyway. Okay.
So I have some listener questions for you.
Okay.
This one comes from Troy Willoughby. How is the TA65 working out for you? Haven't heard you mention it in a while.
I took it for a very short period of time. I'm using the astragalus that we offer on superhumanradio.com. I really can't say that I noticed dramatic changes in the short period of time that I have taken.
But it was a short period
of
time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know. I'm not a good candidate to speak about TH65. I have to believe it works because there's a lot of people who believe it works and say it works. We know that astragalus works too.
Uh-huh.
And there are other things in astragalus that may be not in TH65 that we do know now may play a role in telomere length. But then you have to remember, I do a lot of things that should be, in theory, maintaining telomere length or even reversing, increasing telomere length in my body. I mean, I regularly take super hot saunas and then jump in ice cold showers, which we know has an effect on telomere length. I used peptides, including thymosin beta 4, which helps to repair the body. I take adequate amounts of vitamin A, which we know helps the production of DNA, the replication, and the utilization of stem cells. And I take astragalus, and I take anti-inflammatories like ginger. I take lots of vitamins. So I do a lot of things. So, you know, maybe TH65. If you took it to someone who was completely uninitiated, I train hard, you know, overall I eat properly. Maybe somebody would see a greater result if they were uninitiated to these types of modalities. But I didn't see things that made me go, holy mackerel, this stuff is really amazing.
Okay. The next question comes from Frank Oscar Osborne.
Okay.
He says, good to hear you speak about thymosin beta 4. Have you tried it? Did you notice any strength gains or would any gains be over a long period of time like GH? Thanks for the info. Been thinking of trying it out.
Okay, let's be clear about thymosin beta 4. Thymosin beta 4 is not going to build muscle. Okay? It will speed recovery. But growth hormone speeds recovery and it doesn't necessarily build muscle. You have to understand that thymosin beta 4's real value is that it is the first responder to critical damage to the body. So I take thymosin beta 4 more so because it may prevent or protect or increase repair of my heart, my brain, my organs in general. That's what it's best for. In fact, a friend of mine texted me one day and said, my dad just had a Bell's palsy, episode. He said, the whole side of his face is frozen, his arm and blah, blah, blah. And he said, do you have any ideas? You think there's anything I can do for him? And I texted him back and said, when did it happen? He said, late last night. And I said, get some thymosin beta 4 and give him 5 milligrams a week. For a few weeks. It may be too late, but give it a try. And you saw the text. He texted me 2 days later, and what did he say? We've never seen this before. The Bell's palsy has completely resolved itself.
We've never
seen this before, he said. So, you know, thymosin beta 4 is a first responder. It's kind of like the job superintendent tells the rest of the body what to do to repair the problem. We've seen the research on traumatic brain injury, no collateral damage to the brain. When 2 milligrams was given within 6 hours, we've seen ischemic cardiac events, no damage done to the heart after the ischemia has been reversed. When 2 milligrams was given within 6 hours, so thymosin beta 4, I wouldn't look at it as just a muscle builder. It has been shown to increase red blood cell, but don't forget, I'm on hormone replacement therapy. I don't think that I have a problem with red blood cells. I mean, my testosterone levels are where they were when I was in my 20s. So
okay. This one comes from Cliff Byron. Quick question. What's your take on this Vizalis movement?
Yeah, this is Body by Vi.
Okay.
Okay. Here's my take, and I may be...
Let me dispel that for the listeners. It's V-I-S-A-L-I-S.
Yeah. Okay. Vizalis, I guess, because it's Body by Vi is what it is. Anytime a multi-level marketing company gets in the business of marketing health products or vitamins or any of that sort of stuff, the consumer loses. And I'll give you a perfect example. There was a company called Protandim. They came out with a really, really good antioxidant. And why did you make that face just now?
Oh, no reason.
And they introduced this really great antioxidant. They actually got on Dateline with it because it worked so well. And then some brainiac in the company decided they weren't satisfied with sales, so they hooked up with an MLM and they became an MLM. Well, The problem with this approach is this. Multi-level marketing products are hostages to a marketing program that has to front load financially the pricing of the product to feed the downline. So you have a product that theoretically costs 50 cents to produce, let's say, and should be sold for $1.50. That's being sold for $19 because there are 15 people that have to get their dollar out of it in order for you to get it. So when products, whether they're good or not, find their way into the multi-level marketing arena, I completely shut down. I will not participate. I will not buy it. I will not promote it because I feel that it is a business opportunity and the goal is making money, not on the intrinsic value of the product. And we've seen lots of these MLMs come and go. I mean, I can name them. So many different supplement products. There was one that was a mineral water that came from like thousands of years old stone somewhere. And I mean, they they're all gone now.
There's one now on coffee. There's a big coffee movement on with an MLM.
With the green coffee bean, right?
I'm not sure. I just know it's coffee.
This is what happens. People get into the supplement business and the product doesn't fly off the shelf, and so then they turn to an MLM. Because there's an old saying in the multi-level marketing industry, and I know people who started some of the first MLMs in Utah. They used to say this laughingly. These people would eat their own dog food just to get that commission check. So in other words, the meaning of that was if we had an MLM that sold dog food, people would eat the dog food just so that they could get that commission check. Instead, they're not feeding it to their dogs. They're eating it themselves. So the business opportunity becomes a frenzy. And the product is lost in the process.
And do MLMs really work?
Well, they work for some people. The people who get in early, which are usually people who start them and their immediate downline, they make a ton of money. But the soldiers on the street really never see the money that they're promised.
Yeah.
So Body by Vi may be a really good product as far as how the product is, but because it's an MLM, I feel that makes it tawdry and tainted.
Okay, next question from Alva Valdez. I was wondering if you and Carl can do a show on addressing pancreatitis.
Yeah, pancreatitis, yeah.
Pancreatitis and how to treat it. What is the best diet for it and how can it be resolved completely?
I can do a whole show on it, but I can tell you this. Only because LG Dupree, the guy who started this show with me 8 years ago, he was my co-host when I first got started. He helped me learn how to become a host. He came down with pancreatitis, and at the time that happened a couple of years ago, there was a study floating around that showed that omega-3 fish oils helped to reduce the damage done by pancreatitis. And we know why now, because omega-3s shut down inflammation on a genetic level.
Uh-huh.
So omega-3 fish oil is really, really good for people who suffer from pancreatitis, but I'll get a specialist on. I'll get somebody on to talk about it. It's important.
Omega-3 fish oils are great for a lot of things.
I know. And fats in general are great for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we this whole mantra that we've been fed by the medical orthodoxy, the American Heart Association, who completely ignored their founder, Dr. Paul Dudley White's message of eat fat, healthy fat, get away from hydrogenated oil. You know, they tell people that fat is the cause of heart disease. They're still telling people these lies.
And people believe it.
Of course. And they stay away from fats. And fat is so important to help detoxify your body, especially in this environment today where we are so overburdened with toxic loads. You need more fat today to mm-hmm. help shuttle that stuff out of the body.
And ginger.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. So Wes Scott wanted to know, why don't you do a show on the things that are working for Carl and Elisa? It could be a diet routine, supplement, or workout techniques like HIT. He says, I'm sure people want to know.
I can do that. Starting Monday, I'm getting serious. Wade Johnson keeps emailing me, when am I going to come and train with him? I put my, you know, said I was going to do a powerlifting competition, and I am. So starting Monday, I'm getting serious. I'm going to go back to what has worked. I've dug out some of my old training manuals. I was looking. I'll do a show about that, and you can do a show too on what's working as well.
Okay.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay, so that's a good suggestion.
The last question from Sylvia Hunt. Just a couple of questions. She was a first time listener due to being a huge Girls Gone Strong fan.
Cool.
She heard Mrs. X talking last week about how bad wheat is for you. She's opted to buy these thin wheat flaxseed breads. They're made by Arnold. So it sounds like I shouldn't be eating these. She said she weighed 418 pounds and has dropped to 324 from November of last year.
That's awesome.
She says she's doing it all on her own and she is working out. Any advice would be greatly appreciated, but most of all, trying to figure out what foods would be best for her to eat. She also is trying to change her eating habits and create a healthier lifestyle for her 12-year-old son.
Okay. All remarkable information that she's lost that weight and not, and noble reasons that she wants to continue with this journey.
I did message her back and give her the name, the number of the Wheat Belly show with Dr. William Davis for her to listen to that show.
Yeah. So. No, I mean, grain is not good, period. End of story. We were never designed to eat grain. Grain was an alternative food source for the to feed the poor and lowly masses that couldn't eat the foods that the royals were eating, which was beef and pheasant and chicken and
vegetables.
Fish and vegetables, yeah, you know, and limited amounts of bread.
And they, berries, yeah.
You know, I mean, you what you really need to do, what's her name?
Sylvia Hunt.
Sylvia, what you really need to do is pick up a book, maybe like from Rob Wolf on paleonutrition. No, better yet, back up. Go to thepaleodiet.com. ThePaleoDiet.com and pick up Dr. Lauren Cordain's book. He's got two of them. And that's how you have to eat. That's it. Now, Lauren is against dairy, and he and I have talked about that. But part of the reason he's against dairy is because he realizes it's unrealistic for the masses to find raw, unpasteurized milk from grass-fed, hormone-free, drug-free cows. He said on my show, well, he said to me, if you're drinking raw and pasteurized milk from grass-fed, hormone-free, drug-free cows, then that's fine. But my concern is that most people don't drink that milk. They drink the poison at the grocery store. But I would say go to thepaleodiet.com, order Dr. Cordain's book, and eat the way he suggests in there, the way we were genetically predisposed to eat. Before we found out, hey, if we don't feed these people, they're going to die. And then someone said, well, why don't we grind up that thing over there we've never been able to eat and see if it kills anybody. If it doesn't, we'll just feed them that. That's how grain was introduced into our food chain. So, yes.
And she says she's on a budget. So
you can, you know what? I get this all the time. Organic milk in the grocery store is like $7, $8 a gallon. And grass-fed, hormone-free milk from your local farmer is about $7, $8 a gallon.
And also like eggs from the farmer's market.
They're cheap.
They're $3 a dozen.
$3.50 to $4 in some places. But yeah, $3 a dozen.
And unless you just buy the Kroger brand, that's about what it's going to cost for something.
Yeah, it's a dollar to $1.50 cheaper to buy the poison eggs, you know. So you got to think about it. Like, okay, I'm going to spend $1.50 more for these eggs, but these eggs are going to make me healthy, and make me live longer and make me avoid disease. And those eggs are going to kill me. Uh-huh. That $1.50 is easy to justify when you put it into that terms, and that's the truth. Okay, and when you go to your local family farm or your farmer's market, talk to the farmers about buying more organ meat. The organ meat is cheap, liver and stuff like that, or the less expensive cuts of beef, flank steak and such, and get ground beef. The ground beef is only $5 a pound.
Or if she can go in with someone and buy a large quantity and split it between two or three people.
And that's really cheap. Then, mm-hmm. get a reach-in freezer. We talked about that on the show. Get a walk-in or a reach-in freezer or, you know, a horizontal, vertical, whichever one, and just stock up with all the beef you need for the whole year in one fell swoop. And chicken is a little expensive from the farmers when you compare it to $2 chicken breast that is loaded with sodium and broths and now soy broth as well. But you know what? They just don't taste the same.
But you can also go to the Clean 15 and don't buy organic on the Clean 15 list, like
right.
The onions and the mushrooms, the asparagus.
Yeah, I mean, you can do – look, the bottom line is this. We are not wealthy people. We don't spend all of our money on food by any stretch of the imagination. Those of us who listen to the show I'm talking about. We have the same budgetary concerns that you do. So suffice to say that if you just put a little bit of effort into this, you will find out that you could eat for the same money that you're eating now, but foods that will be give you better health and help you reach your goal faster.
Also, if you buy what's in season, it's a lot less expensive. Just buy it and freeze it. I do a lot of that.
I'm laughing because Elisa has almost an entire shelf of frozen strawberries, blueberries, cherries, grapes. I mean, she's already ready for the winter. She's got all her fruit frozen.
Yep.
So it's the truth. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can do this. It takes a little thought. It's not as easy as just buzzing through the grocery store and walking out and putting it in the car. It's just slightly harder, but you can do it for just as little money. You really
yes.
can. What else, Elisa?
I think that's it.
Okay, so hopefully we answered all of your questions. Don't forget, if you have questions for the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, if your question is read on the air, you will receive a free House of Pain t-shirt. Send your questions to onair@superhumanradio.com.
Don't you have a Superhuman University on Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Brooks Kubik will be discussing the 7 keys to concentration. Find your 500-pound bench press. Imagine your 600-pound squat or your 700-pound deadlift. It all starts with focus and concentration. I don't care if you're just doing body weight training. You are much stronger than you think you are once you can focus your mind on the tasks. And, of course, please like us on Facebook. We have a new Superhuman Radio Network fan page. Need more people to like us on Facebook. Do we have anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to Superhuman Radio this week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.